The Rama says, on this sif, Resh Ramdal Tzavav, another solution for the meches, for a yid who bought the right to collect the taxes from the king for the year, is that he could hire a goy and give over to the goy the rights to all the Shabbosos. A goy will collect taxes on Shabbos, and the money of the Shabbosos, the money of Shabbos, that the revach, the goy will keep for himself. And we're now afraid that it's Marasayan. The people will say it looks like it's being done for the yid, because in general the yid bought the rights off the king, because it's a case of hefsid, chazar mekel over here on the Marasayan. The Mishnah Berurah says that these are different solutions, they're okay, and we consider the guy is doing it for himself. The Magen Avraham says there's no problem with Schar Shabbos, they're making money off Shabbos by renting out to this guy the rights to tax collection on Shabbos, even though you're renting out the rights just to Shabbos, because it's not considered like you're renting something for Shabbos, rather it's considered like a sale. And the guy bought the right to the Shabbos meches off the yid, it's like you're selling merchandise to the guy. The Ramah continues and says, if yid is a mona on a bea shamalach, on minting the coins of the king, he had the same halacha of munah al-meches, that he could sell the job of Shabbos, he could sell it to a goy, to do all the work of Shabbos, and the rights of that go over to the goy. Even though the Hashmas call and they bang the coins, make the coins, makes noise on Shabbos, still it's okay. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, though, it's very important to know that all these cases with the meches, with matbeah, even though Malkum Seder will be mekel a maris ayin on certain things, but maris ayin and possibly schar Shabbos also willing to be straight out mekel because such a big hefsid, the berlochos very mayrach, and most achrayim hold that such a big hefsid can make on schar Shabbos. Still, to have a guy working for you as a schar yoim, that b'shem oifen is not going to be allowed. These cases over here are cases where you're hiring the guy either a kablun or you're renting slash selling him the right to the revach of Shabbos. Those cases are okay. And maris ayin will be mekel malkum hefsid and possibly even schar Shabbos. But a schar yoim is mamish being hired by the day. That under no circumstances would one be allowed to do over here. And therefore, he talks about the Mishnah Berurah. Those people who have a base mashka, that they bring a goy to their house for Shabbos, to mechir some mashka, sell the alcohol, or whatever it is, on Shabbos, it's wrong. Because even if it's a big loss, the fact that they can't do business on Shabbos, that's not a hefsid to a schir yoim to hire a goyish worker for the day. Besides the fact, it might not be considered a hefsid. It might just be a benias revach, a loss of profit. But even if it is considered a hefsid, still, one only is allowed to do like the case of the mechaber, or there must say cases similar to that, where it's not either the kablonis or you're selling the rights to the day to the guy. But the harm is a schriyim to work for you for that day, that would not be allowed. But if you do it by even hetter, then it's okay, even though the business is nikah shem yisrael, is a problem iris ayin, that's mutter, but makam hefsid. In fact, Mishnah Berurah brings from the Taz that even though the Ramah says that you have to be careful not to sit near the guy when the guy is doing the business on Shabbos of collecting the meches, collecting the tax, or making the abeah, minting the coins, still, the yid cannot sit near the goy. That's still a problem, Maris Ayin. But Zok the Taz, if the reason why you're sitting near the goy is not because you're actively being involved. Or rather, the only reason why you're sitting there is to make sure the goy doesn't steal anything from the business. The goy's work is not too trustworthy. You're afraid he'll steal something from the meches that he's not entitled to take, or something similar to that. That's okay for the yid to be sitting there. No, the yid cannot sit there if it has to do with anything doing the business. But it's a problem with Zachepzachel. But the reason why you're sitting there, it's just to make sure the guy doesn't steal. Then the Taz says, the other Achrim also agree, that here we can allow the yid to sit there, Mokum Pseido, to make sure the guy does not steal anything from the business, and that will be okay. And Mr. Bruce says that this whole thing is very difficult for somebody to be careful and not do anything wrong. He's going to sit there, make sure the guy doesn't steal, but not get involved in the business and not discuss anything about the business. That'll be a problem with Dabra Dover. It's very hard. It's very hard to be careful not to speak anything when you're saying there. The Olam is Noyek Timater. Hanachlam, leave them. Mutav Shishagim, the Ayyim Mazidin. He brings the Taisa Shabbos. And the Emma says that if you do it carefully, technically it won't be a Shagim also. It'll be Mutav Pialacha. But Mishnah Berurah says, Vabateach by Hashem, someone that's trust in Hashem. The Inam Lachabbos, study Kulis a Shabbos. Doesn't look for any Kulis for Shabbos. Asherov. Asherah Ish, who's careful not to look for any Kulis in Amir La'akim. So even though we have various attainment here, Malkum Hefsed Gadol, with collecting the mechas, collecting the tax, and being involved in the matbeah of the king, and coolest to the point that you could sit there and make sure the guy doesn't steal, definitely it's preferable one could avoid getting involved in such business, especially if he's going to have to sit there and be careful not to say a word about the business. But if he does it right, al pi halacha, it's getting mutter, he can give the matbeah over to the guy, and the guy will do the work do the work of the kesef on Shabbos, and get paid a certain amount for the work, not by the day, or the revach that comes out from Shabbos, he can give to the guy. It says of the Mechaber and their Ma. Here sits the Malkum Seda, Rabbi Mekel on the Maris Ayin, and potentially even on the Schar Shabbos, and it's mutter to be done that way. The Bialacha says from the Magen Avraham, even if someone rents out the right to the guy for various Shabbosos and doesn't stay anywhere near there, doesn't get near there, still it will be a problem that Shliyim Letzarcho Isa be upon Maris Ayin, unless it's one of the Ifanim in which there's no problem Maris Ayin, and he does not get involved in the business on Shabbos.